Morning, church. Morning, SP. Morning, those who are listening online. So let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for this morning. Thank you for the good rest that we have, that you have given to us. And now, as we come today this morning to once again listen for your wonderful truth that is revealed, O Lord God, through this festival that you are given to the people and nation of Israel, and as well for the church to fully understand, God, your whole plan, the calendar of the event from the beginning to your first coming and to your second coming. Father, we pray to just guard our heart and mind. Help us to fully receive and understand your word. Holy Spirit, speak to us as we continue to ponder and meditate your word. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we are now on the our fourth festival that the Lord are given to us. The first four, which is fall under the spring festival, which is the Passover, the unleavened bread, the first fruits, and the Feast of Weeks or Pentecost. And we know that this four festival was already fulfilled in the life and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, which we already mentioned that in our studies 4 weeks ago. Now, if then the significance of this Feast of Pentecost is the historical significance is remembering the giving of the law by God to the people of Israel in Mount Sinai. That after they went out on Exodus in Egypt, it's almost said that it is also 50th day that when Moses received the law of God in Mount Sinai. That is the historical significance of the Feast of Weeks or of Pentecost. And the spiritual parallelism or the fulfillment is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to every believers, which has happened in Acts chapter 2, and also the birth of the church. That is the fulfillment and the spiritual parallelism. And the personal significance of Feast of Weeks or Feast of Pentecost is dependence and walking in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, following the law of the Spirit of life. Today we're going to start the feast, which is feast in fall or autumn, the feast, the three feasts that is not yet fulfilled, and it is to be fulfilled in the coming days. Now, if you are a Christian, if we are truly a Christian, one day we're going to hear a loud blast of trumpets, which is probably, if now you're living in your unit and probably if somebody blow a trumpet in your neighbor, probably you get angry. But these trumpets, a blast of trumpets that we are going to hear soon, is a different blast of trumpet. It is the voice of God. It is a sound that is so heavenly that all true Christians and believers are truly waiting for that kind of sound, a blast of the trumpet. And it will followed by a command to us and to you, said, come up here. It is the voice of God. And we believe that God is showing this, and it has a parallelism that it is for the rapture and the resurrection of the church or his bride, which is where we are going to look on this event today. And I hope that we have enough time. And before we are going to dig into this feast, this is a very, so many truth in this. This also connected to the tribulation, and other some said gap. How many with his pre-trib, mid-trib? We're not going to touch on that. We're not going to look on that because that is a part of it, but it's a deeper meaning and connection of the Feast of the Trumpet. We're just going to look on what is the historical significance of the Feast of the Trumpet. What is the fulfillment in spiritual significance of Feast of the Trumpet? And then what is the application of personal significance to us, us as a Christian? So first, let's see before the Feast of the Trumpets, Feast of Feast of Weeks or Pentecost, it can be found in Leviticus chapter 3, and it stops in verse 21. And then the Feast of the Trumpet starts from verse 23 to 25. Now there is one verse that is in between the end of the Feast of Weeks or Pentecost and the beginning of the Feast of the Trumpets, which is the verse 22. Now when I'm reading this, and also it captured my attention, also when I'm reading this text, what is the very purpose that God inserted or put this verse 22 between Feast end of the Feast of the Trumpet, Feast of Weeks of, or Pentecost, and the beginning of Feast of the Trumpets? Let me read in Leviticus 23, verse 22. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. So if you're going to read that and try to relate the end of Feast of Weeks or Pentecost and the beginning of Feast of the Trumpet, it seems that there's no relationship. But we do believe that there is a specific instruction or wisdom or revelation of God in this verse 22, why God is put it in the between this feast of Pentecost and Feast of the Trumpet. Now, we said prophetically that there is a gap between the Feast of Pentecost and Feast of the Trumpets. That is more than 3 months before they celebrated the Feast of the Trumpets. The four feasts before the spring is already fulfilled, and then the gap of more than three months before they started the Feast of the Trumpets for celebration. So there is a gap, and this is why God put it this. In the Feast of Pentecost, God established and born of the church. This is where the church is born. And it said in verse 22, it said that, live for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord. Now I do believe that, also I believe the one that is I'm using for this research and teaching, Gordon, said that actually this is the very time that God are doing what he is going to do. Leave them for the poor and then the alien. Because this is the time wherein God will send his word to the very end of the world, so that those poor alien, this is not the nation of Israel, will be reached by the grace and mercy of God to be evangelized. And I do believe also that this is the verse 22 why God put in that gap, so that the fulfillment and the work of the church, this is the gap wherein the church will be fulfilled its work. It started in the Feast of Pentecost, and then it will end up in the Feast of the Trumpets, wherein the rapture or the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the age of grace, and it shall continue until the day when trumpet sounds. And I believe we are very close to that time for the fulfillment of the Feast of the Trumpets to occur. And again, I would like to remind us, we are not trying to establish any dates or months where is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Feast of the Trumpets mark the beginning of the 10-day consecration and repentance before the Lord. The Feast of Trumpets start from Tishri, first day of Tishri, which is the religious calendar of the Jewish nation. Tishri is the seventh month of the Jewish calendar. It started on the first day of the seventh month, which is in Tishri. Its name comes from the command to blow trumpets in Leviticus chapter 23 and 24 and Numbers 29 to 6. Others called it is Rosh Hashanah, and other codes, it means head of the year. Now, Leviticus passage, the word trumpet blast are a translation of the Hebrew word teruah. I hope I am pronouncing right. Which means shout or a blowing. And it appears that, you know, they are using two trumpets during those celebrations. One is made of ram's horn, and the other one is made of a silver, which is the trumpet of the priest. And they are both being sounded and blast during this feast of the trumpet. Now, Feast of Trumpets was very important in several reasons. First, it is commemorate the end of the agricultural and the festival year. Also, in the same month of Tishri, both the Feast of Atonement, which is fall, and the 10th day, is also in the same month, and on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of Tabernacle or Sukkot or Booth. So there are three feasts fall on the same month, and we're going to also to look on that at the Feast of Atonement or the Yom Kippur and the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot or Sukkot, and between the start of Feast of the Trumpet going the Day of Atonement, which is the Feast of Atonement, and the 10th day of the month, this is what we call the Day of Teshuvah, this Day of Repentance, and the Day of the Coming, Return to God. And you remember on one of the Friday that we have this prayer gathering, that people are, there are some praying, and then others blowing the trumpet, and they post on the slide Teshuvah. That actually falls under between September and October. Now, the Feast of Trumpets was already finished last June 5. They already celebrated that. Now, we are going now on September to October, which is the Feast of the Trumpet. Now, what is now the historical significance of the Feast of these Trumpets? Let me read in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22 to 25. The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of rest, a sacred assembly commemorated with trumpet blast. Do no regular work, but present an offering made to the Lord by fire." Now, as we can see, the four first feasts, God gave an exact, a specific activity on how to celebrate those feasts. But now in this Feast of the Trumpet, yes, God said that, yes, have a solemn assembly and make a blast of trumpet and just offer a burnt offering. So there's so much. There's not much such of a details that is given for the Feast of the Trumpets. Now we need to know and we need to see somewhere else in other scriptures also what are the use or what are the trumpets are for. That can be read in Numbers chapter 1, chapter 10, verse 1 to 10. Numbers chapter 10, verse 1 to 10. Let me read. The Lord said to Moses, "Make two trumpets of hammered silver and use them for calling the community together and for having the camps set out. When both are sounded," meaning the trumpets, "the whole community is to assemble before you at the entrance of the tent of meeting. If only one is sounded, the leaders, the heads of the clans of Israel, are to assemble before you. When a trumpet's blast is sounded, the tribes camping on the east
are to set out at the sounding of the second blast. The camps on the south are to set out. The blast will be signal for setting out. To gather the assembly, blow the trumpets, but not with the same signal. When you take note that church, that is in verse 7, it said, to gather the assembly, blow the trumpets, but not with the same signal. So those trumpets that they are blowing are different kinds of signals. In verse 3, said, when it is being sounded, the whole community will assemble and gather in the entrance to the tent of meeting. And in verse 7, he mentioned again, repeated again, to gather the assembly, blow the trumpets, but not with the same signal. So it will be noted that there will be a different pattern and signal how these trumpets is being blown. The sons of Aaron, the priests, are to blow the trumpets. This is to be the lasting ordinance for you and the generations to come. When you go into the battle in your own land against the enemy, an enemy who is oppressing you, sound a blast on the trumpets. Then you will be remembered by the Lord your God and rescued from your enemies. Also at your times of rejoicing, your appointed feasts, and the new moon festivals, you are to sound the trumpets over your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, and there will be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. Now, there are four main reasons why the trumpet is being blast. First is the calling the assembly and the whole congregation when the two trumpets sounded. When the one trumpet is sounded, it is a setting out to a new destination. So when they sound the trumpet, first one, and then meaning that the camp from the east and the south, they're going to move and go into a new destination. And also it mentioned that when the trumpet is sounded, it is for rejoicing for the appointed feast and festival. So it doesn't say how it is being sounded. And it is sound of the trumpet also when they are going to battle, so that God will going to remember them and they're going to give a victory. Now we are going to look on that different kind of sound of trumpet. But first I would like to see you to hear this trumpet and how the Israel are doing it. Thank you, Caleb. Praise God. Those are the pattern which is, you know, when you heard it, that's just a sound, right? But let's see that there is a particular sound that being blown. You know what? Every time I heard a shofar blows, and the hair of my body is standing out. Seems that, okay, yeah. Let's just continue. Okay, those are the sound of a shofar. That's not an ordinary trumpet. It is a shofar made by the ram's horn. Now, the first blast of the sound which you have heard, they call it tekiah. It is a one blast. I'd like you to hear this. Did you hear it? That is the tekiah. What is the meaning of that blast? Is to call attention, summons, and also a coronation of the king. First blast. It's not that long. Just something like that. And the second sound that we heard is the Shevarim. They call it Shevarim. It is a tree wavering sound. Though shivering means breaks or fractures. It is tree wavering continuous blast. It is a sound of weeping, tears of sadness, or sometimes it is for joy. I want you to hear this pattern, or this sound. Shivering. It is a tree short, just like what I said, boop, boop, boop. Shivering. It is for the weeping, sound, sadness, or sometimes it is for rejoicing. Now, the next sound is what we call the teruah. The teruah is a 9 rapid, short blow of the trumpet. I cannot mimic it. Let us hear it. The teruah. Nine short blow or blast of the trumpet. So what is the meaning of teruah? Teruah is an urgent alarm, a wake-up call. Just like when somebody's in an urgency or emergency, when somebody's knock on your door, they're not going to knock. Right? If it's an urgency, something like, so same as a trumpet, which is the teruah, a 9 short, which is an urgent alarm and a wake-up call. And the last one is that they call tekiah gedolah. Let us hear that. It is a long one great blast that they are going to do. It is the conclusion or the final blow of the trumpet. It is an order that they said. Sometimes they said that it's not an order, but from my research, they're almost all in order. First, the first one blow, tekiah, and then the shivarim, and then the teruah, and then the tekiah gedolah. Now, let's see why do we have to learn on those signal of the trumpet. Because in order for us to know, when we hear this sound, this is now the calling and the resurrection of the bride or the church. It's going out to spiritual fulfillment or parallelism. Now, the feast of trumpets or the spiritual parallelism, this is the most debated terms, even on the scholar. Others is the rupture of the church. Other is the regathering of Israel. And others is the seventh trumpet that is blown in Revelation when the kingdom of this world comes, the kingdom of the Lord. But there are so many studies in recently that in the Bible you can see there's so many trumpets are being sound. But there's such particular sound in the feast of the trumpets that going to be blown. And we're going to identify what is in the 4 trumpet sound or signal that we have heard. In Matthew 24 verse 31, it's written, and he will send his angel with a great sound of the trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the 4 winds, from one end of heaven to the other. In Isaiah 27 verse 13, so it shall be in that day the great trumpet will be blown. They will come who are about to perish in the land of Assyria, and they who are outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount of Israel, of Jerusalem. Now, these 2 passages, most of these scholars is pertaining to the Day of Atonement. Now, the feast, it is associated with the Day of atonement. These two trumpets that is sound in Matthew 24, 31 and Isaiah 27, verse 13. Now let's look this blast of the trumpet, which is called the Day of Awakening. This is the very sound that all the people of Christ, the believers, we're going to sound, to hear when the coming of the Lord. This also we're going to be sounded in the day of the feast of the trumpet. Jews believe that the resurrection of the dead will occur in the feast of the trumpet. This is a day of awakening. It's the sound that is said to be awakening all asleep and have died and raising them to light. The great passage Isaiah speaks of awakening that occurs in the resurrection of the dead. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 19, your dead will live, their corpse will rise, you will lie in the dust, awake and shout for joy, for your dew is at the dew of the dawn, and the earth will give birth to the departed spirit. This is scripture in Isaiah 26. This is the day of awakening. This is the blast of the trumpet. And this is the trumpet wherein the dead saints and even the saints will rise up and meet the Lord in the air. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet call of God. First, after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and also will be with the Lord forever. A trumpet call of God. If you can read in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, when Apostle John identified that the voice had first heard speaking to me is like a trumpet. The voice of God that John is identifying that what he has heard is the voice of God that's like a trumpet. So the trumpet of the calling of God and the resurrection of the saints is the same blast of the trumpet that the saints and believers of Christ will be heard on the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The last trumps or tekiah gedolah, which is the long blast, great sound, is being identified with Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 to 52. This is what it said. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash. In the twinkling of an eye, the last trumpet. Remember, Tekiah, Shevarim, Teruah, and the final and the concluding blast of the trumpet is the Tekiah Gedolah, the last trump, the long one blast trumpet sound is the calling, that's the signal of the coming and the resurrection of every believers in Christ, which is we are looking forward for the trumpet sound. You know, there's 1 year that when I wake up early in the morning, I sound of this trumpet sound, and I woke up. I thought, Lord, am I left behind? Is that a sound of trumpet of coming? Why am I still lying on my bed? And then I just realized that even my family is there. I first have to look my wife because she's my great intercessor, and he's still on by my side. So I do believe that it's true. So when that trumpet sound, every true believers in Christ will hear it, and then we're going to meet the Lord. The last trump, tekiah gedolah, the long blast. We are going to meet
the Lord, our Maker, our Savior. Paul is talking about, and he mentioned what is happening in the last trumpet. The last trumps was a phrase known as the time they spoke of the last great trumpets that occurs in the Feast of the Trumpets. An author and a writer of a book named Arnold Fruchtenboom, a Russian-born American theologian, he is a leading expert in Messianic Judaic theology. It is hard to pronounce. I cannot even understand what it means. But their goal is to evangelize the Jewish people. And he said that Paul is writing from his own Pharisaic and rabbinic background. Paul is one who is a well-versed Pharisee. He is one of the leader of the council. He is a very well-known in all the laws. So he said that he is writing this in the background of rabbinic and Pharisaic. The last trump is technical term for the final, long, and most significant trumpet blast of the Feast of the Trumpets. So the Feast of the Trumpets, the blast that they are using is the long and one great sound of the trumpets. When they signaled the first day of the seventh month, the gathering of the whole congregation in the public, and they sound a long blast, great sound of the trumpets. And I do believe in myself, in my heart, in the spirit, that that is also the sound that we're going to hear when the Lord Jesus come. There's much more, but it's already 7:43. So if you permit me to continue next week for the personal significance of this Feast of the Trumpets. So may I call Rachel to lead us in worship. Hallelujah. Now when I'm reading this and meditating this, these all have been in the research. It's not I who originated this. You know what? I have just, the Holy Spirit only revealed to me is the different kind of sound of the trumpets. That when I'm meditating, I need to know what is those significant signals of the trumpets. And the Holy Spirit give it to us. So praise and glory, I believe, I hope, that our spirit is so awakened that even now I can see a vision. The trumpets, so many trumpets are blowing, but there is one and yet to be sounded, the last and the final blast, great sound of the trumpet. Thank you, Father God, for your revelation. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your revelation. Let us worship the Lord.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid. All my sin and shame, in love you came. You gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the
praise God.
Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. Yes, Father, we thank you, Lord, as we come before you, Lord God, to lift up those prayer lists. You just pray, Father God, for your mighty hands. Just move in every prayer of faith, Lord God. We be given, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray for those who are having chemotherapy and radiation, chemo and radiation therapy and surgery. Let's lift up those lists in our community and loved ones. God is able and nothing is impossible to Him. Pray for the healing, for the faith to arise, and peace in the heart. Let's pray. Also pray for those suffering illness and need of word of salvation. Pray that God can meet them wherever they are, that God will send His prophets, His teachers, His evangelists to speak for word of salvation upon them. And pray for the healing as well. In Christ Jesus, let's pray. Lift up those who are having infirmities. Pray that God will lay hands on that part of their body, that by His stripes you were healed. And pray for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus pour out in their life. Let's pray. So also pray for those who are contacted by COVID. Just pray for the healing. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Just strengthen them from the inside out. Pray also for the covering and protection for those frontline medical workers. Pray for the covering and protection. Pray for to become and continually become the ambassador of healing of Christ and love of the Father wherever they are serving. Let's pray.
So also pray for those who are looking for a job. Pray for God's favor. Pray for really the open door, God, for open door for the works and job. Praying that God are now, you know, opening the doors for the opportunity for them. Pray for faith to arise, patience, and comfort and provision. Let's pray. So lift up our mission focus for today. Pray for SPBJ for Pastor Hang Su, SPSH for Pastor Ricky, and Chong's family. God continue to cover them, prosper the ministry of the church, making them invincible and invisible to the eyes of the enemies, that no one can stop them, strengthen them, encourage them, and empower them. Let us lift them up. Also lift up our boards. Pray for God's voice continue to be heard. Pray for a spirit of obedience. Pray the spirit of the unity. Pray for the wisdom that is coming from God. And love to continue flourish in the midst and even in our church SP. Let's pray. So also pray for our fellowship, young adults ministry, single life workshop, men's ministry, Monday lunchtime prayer, pure desire women's ministry, Tuesday lunchtime prayer, betrayal and beyond, and support group. Pray God to just now be the center of this fellowship, that He will use this fellowship for harvesting more souls, the equipping of the saints to share the love of the love of God unto them. Pray for the covering and protections be upon them, all the leaders, coordinators, and members of every ministry. Let's pray. So let's just pray and lift up the SP 2.0, our building and resources, benefactor and vision fund. God is our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Let's lift up and pray. So also pray for pregnant women and mama in our church, Dayon and Haina. Pray for the covering and protection with the blood of Jesus for both the mom and the baby. Thank you for the good health. Pray for the joy of the parents, provision, even the smooth delivery. Thank you for the joy and covering protection, even in the motion of the mom. Yeah, let's just lift them up. Let us pray. Father, you said in your word, God, that it is the Father who revealed himself. That Lord God, in this feast, God, we just pray continually to reveal yourself, your plan of the whole redemption of the whole world, God, through this feast. We pray, God, to just cover it, seal it with the blood of Jesus, the truth that we are receiving from you. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy that now we are seeing it from afar and expecting it, Lord God, to come into a fulfillment the remaining three feasts, oh God. Make our heart to be a good soil, and Lord God, just remove, oh Lord God, any doubt in our mind. Has helped us to receive the truth and the revelation of your plan through this feast. We bless you, we honor you, God. To you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless, church, and enjoy your prayer time. See you again tomorrow.